Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday the 30th of September, the 273rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 92 days remaining until the end of the year, but in the here and now. Today, it's Independence Day in the southern African country, Botswana. Also called Botswana Day, today is a day for picnics and parades to celebrate independence from the United Kingdom in 1966. Botswana, when compared to neighboring countries, has had a pretty soft history. It was not a colony, it was a protectorate. And although the history of the protectorate is complicated, was it really a de facto colony? And no matter what, you're not an independent nation. But as a British protectorate, they were protected from Boer incursions into the country, and hence the sad and very hard history of South Africa. In 1965, Britain accepted proposals for democratic self-government, elections were held, and independence was established on this date in 1966. Since then, according to Transparency International, Botswana has, and I quote, been a stable representative democracy with a consistent record of uninterrupted democratic elections and the best perceived corruption ranking in Africa for the last 4 years. And if that's not enough, it's a really woman-friendly country. Long known for its eco-sensitive safaris too, which is really great, now the country has the first and only lodge, it's in the Chobe National Park, with an all-woman staff of guides. Guiding safaris is highly regulated, highly competitive, and it's rough, obviously. It's quite dangerous, too. And women guides are few and far between, but not in Botswana. Pretty cool. Happy Independence Day, Botswana.
It's the Sound Kitchen. And Susanna Winsby's cooking.
Big quiz today, my friends. So, let's get straight to it. On the 5th of August, I asked you a question for reflection. If you could be anyone, living or dead, for one day, who would that be and why? You were to write in and tell me who you would choose to be for one day and why you would choose that person. I've put all your answers in a box. And here goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 1. It's from RFI Listeners Club member Ralph Urbanchek from Eselben, Germany. Hey, Ralph. Ralph wrote, I do not want to be another person, but it would be fascinating to be myself again about 30 or 40 years ago. Sometimes I wonder how my life would have been if I had behaved differently or made different decisions at certain points. If I could be myself again some decades earlier, I could test the outcome of other decisions and compare. Yes, that would be interesting. Okay, number 2. This one is from Ferhat Bezazel, the president of the RFI Club Ain Kachera in the city of the same name in Algeria. Who would Ferhat Bezazel be for one day? Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations. Ferhat Bezazel wrote, if I were Antonio Guterres, I would do my best to stop wars, to protect the powerless, and to make peace the only language in the world. I would make love the only weapon in the fight against hate. Ah, that's beautiful, Ferhat. All right, number 3. It's from Mohamed Ibrahim from Cape Coast, Ghana. Who would be Nelson Mandela, the former South African president? Why? Mohamed Ibrahim writes, I would be Nelson Mandela because I believe in freedom. Nelson Mandela's contribution to the liberation and attainment of freedom for black people in South Africa is immeasurable and priceless. Therefore, by the powers vested in me as Nelson Mandela for a day, I will set up a committee that will fight against people who try to undermine the freedom of others. Ah, yes, no doubt. Nelson Mandela was a hero, and he's sorely missed. Number four, a listener from Abuja, Nigeria, Bernard Egbe, who would be Albert Einstein. Why? Because his theory of relativity still stands the test of time, wrote Bernard Egbe. And number five, another RFI Listeners Club member, Mofasur Rahman from Sylhet, Bangladesh. Ah, this one's good. Mofasur Rahman wrote, "If I had a chance to be someone else, I would again be me. When you're not yourself, you take on the values and beliefs of others. This is when you start conforming to other people's expectations and way of thinking. When you know your values and why you do what you do, you'll live according to your own values and beliefs. When you're pretending to be somebody else, you start feeling tense and scared. You tend to develop a fear that you might get caught and people will know your true self and they won't love you the way they do now. Whereas accepting who you are generates a feeling of calmness and relief. You don't have to be under any sort of pressure about how you should respond to any particular situation so that you are perceived as a brave or a heroic person. By being someone else, you deny the opportunity for others to know the real you. So I reiterate, I would be I, me, myself." Bravo, Mofasur Rahman. You sound as if you are where most of us want to be, at peace. Oh, I really enjoyed this contest. Not many of you participated, but to those of you who did, thank you very much. Do you know what a demonym is? It's what the people of a country or a city call themselves. For example, the people of Paris are Parisians, the people in my home city, Austin, are Austinites. The people of Hamburg, Germany are hamburgers. Sorry, I couldn't resist. No offense meant to the people of the free and Hanseatic city of Hamburg, who really are called hamburgers. Okay, enough. I know I have a very weak sense of humor. So, at the top of the show, I talked to you about Botswana. The people of Botswana have two demonyms. One is singular and one is plural, and I want you to write in with both. Again, what are the two demonyms, one is singular, one is plural, used to describe the citizens of Botswana? You have until October 23rd to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 28th of October to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Just dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doreau for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
again.